Okay, so today is Daf Yud Beis. We're sort of in the middle of the sugya that we started on after the Gemara in Yud Aleph on Beis. Basically, our Mishnah brought down a machlokas as to when you have to stop eating chametz on Erev Pesach. Then the Gemara brought in started to bring in a Mishnah from Sanhedrin. Right, the Mishnah of Sanhedrin has discussed cases where the Edim seem to be inconsistent about the time of the act that they were witnessing, that they're testifying about. So the question was, the Gemara gives three explanations of the Mishnah. Yesterday we saw the first one, which was Abaye. Then there's going to be an Ika D'Amri in Abaye. Then there's going to be Rava. I'm going to explain a little bit in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Then we're going to use that Mishnah in Sanhedrin eventually to come back and ask questions in our Mishnah here in Psachim. So the Machlokas in Sanhedrin is about if the aid gives different times. So according to Abaye, originally, the Rav Meir holds that people do not make any mistakes when it comes to the time. If you remember talking about the time, there are no watches, no clocks, there's no iPhones, there's no way of telling what the time is. You didn't say last benching was 4:09, oh, last benching is now. Like you had to keep track. So Abaye said, the first explanation of Abaye is that you have one aid says it happened at the second hour of the day, and one aid happens at the third hour of the day. So Abaye, going to a first explanation of Abaye, said yesterday, Rav Meir says they can't make any mistakes between each other. They can't make any mistakes, and therefore, if one says the second hour, one says the third hour, which means if you go to perfect day, which would be go in the morning, it would be 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. So according to Rav Meir, that's no good. According to Rav Yehuda, that is fine. Why? Because Rav Yehuda said in the first answer, the person makes a mistake by the half an hour, or the person makes a... Any person can make a small mistake. So therefore, if he says two and someone says three, so one's talking about 2:30, a half hour here, a half hour there, you can match it up. So now we're up to the Ika D'Amri. So Ika D'Amri, Amar Abaye, Kishetimse Lomar, if you want to look into it, the Divrei Rav Meir, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, according to Rav Meir, Adam Toe Mashehu, a person makes a small mistake. Right? A person can make a small mistake. So if one person says two and one person says three, you can say second hour, third hour. You can say ma'isaki hava. What? How did it take place? Obisol shtaim hava. Obitchila shalosh. V'had chaminayu tov mashu. Person makes a small mistake. One person is mistaken. One person says it happened the second hour. One person says it happened the third hour. So you can say, you know what? Really, it may have happened at, which is our time, happened at 7:59. Right, that's from the second hour. And another guy says, got a mistake, and he said the third hour thought it happened at 8:01. They make a little bit of mistake between the hours here. So one's correct, one's not correct, but one is just giving a time, it's just a few minutes off, it's not a big deal. So a person would be, so that testimony would be acceptable, and we would keep it. He gives a person another hour, then he can make the mistake. So one person, the case in the Mishnah was, one person said three and one person said five. Rav Yehuda said that was okay. One person happened the third hour and happened the fifth hour. So if a person makes a mistake of an hour plus, so if it happens in the third hour, maybe it happened at 8:59, and the person says it happened in the fifth hour, it's talking about 10:01. So the mistake is just an hour plus a little bit. It's an hour and a minute or two. So Rav Yehuda said that would be okay. That's why he says if one says the third hour, one says the fifth hour, it would be okay. But there's a running problem with here, and that Rav is going to pick up within a minute. He says, "V'chad minay katoy show mashu." One person made a mistake about an hour and a little bit. Right? So the person, if say it happened at the end of the third hour, which we're going to say is at the end of the third hour was 8:59, and this person said it happened in the fifth hour, so maybe he made a mistake of an hour and a little bit. Right, an hour and a little bit, so that's what, for him in mind, was 10:01, but that's 1 hour and a little bit, and that's going to be okay. The problem is over here, and Rava points this out, is what are we doing interpreting the agent of testimony in such a way that's going to allow us to kill somebody? Right? Oh, he killed him at the third hour. He killed him at the fifth hour. And, oh yeah, it's okay, so now we're going to kill the defendant. Usually we try to save the defendant. That's what we'll see in a moment. So Azar Rav Huna Braid Rav Yehuda, so Rav Huna Braid Rav Huna came to Rav Yehuda, the Amr L'Shmaisa Kameh De Rava, and he said this explanation of Abaye in front of Rava, and he said, wait a second, Umay Ilu Daikina Bahani Sahadi, why are we assuming that this is what the witnesses say? What would happen if we actually checked the witnesses? If we asked them, and we questioned them, Ra'ilu Daikina Bahani Sahadi, and we'll find the Haidat Kamar Shalosh Betchila Shalosh, and maybe the person who said at the third hour really meant the beginning of the third hour, which would be 8:01, right? Would be the beginning of the third hour. But Haidat Kamar Chamesh, and the one who said Chamesh really means at the end of the, right? He really meant Besof Chamesh. He meant the end of the fifth hour, which would be 10:59. That's a big difference. That's almost a 3-hour difference, right? So, right, Haidu Amar Shalosh Betchila Shalosh Kod Kamar. And the one who says Chamesh Besov Chamesh Havi Edus Mucheshes. That would be contradictory testimony. Velo Katlinon, and then we wouldn't kill because it's very. Because you only say he makes a difference between Mashu, and we would just say an hour in Mashu. But here, if you checked into it, the possibility exists. They're talking about close to 3-hour difference, and yet you're going to go kill based on that testimony. But Anna Neko Veniko Misveka Verachwana Amar Veshavtu Zeida Vitzilu Zeida. The Torah says when it comes to the defendant, you try to find as many loopholes or excuses in order not to provide to give the capital punishment. So why are you going to assume that this person meant this and this person meant that? Maybe assume they meant a wider difference, and if they meant a wider difference, you can't kill them. And Rashi says. This is the third line at the top. So, Amar Rava, v'chi efshar lomar, is it possible to say, she'ein tolin tos elamashul rav meir, v'show mashul rav meir? We're going to assume a small mistake for rav meir and 1 more hour for rav Yehuda. Im kein heicha tam etzara fedusan, how can you combine their testimony? Mi amar l'cha, she'zeh ha'makim iskabim l'sof v'show, who says that this guy, the earlier guy who says at rav Yehuda, says at 3 o'clock, meant at the end of the hour, meant at 7:59. But the other one meant for the next hour, which is 10:01, right? 8:59 and 10:01. That's only an hour and a little bit apart, right? To put them as close as possible, right? Maybe if you check these witnesses, maybe there's almost a 3-hour difference between the two of them. The cave and Adam told Kolkach, and you said no one makes a mistake that far apart. Cave and Adam told Kolkach, Nechlekes Edusan. So now they're arguing that Edus are arguing against each other. Why would you go kill them? Right? But Ha'amar, the Torah says, Yitzilus Eda. Right? Yitzilus Eda means Etzarotzeach, Demichapsim Leschus. We look for ways out for the guy who's on trial. So what comes back, so El Amar Rava, so Rava says, you know what, I'm going to expand the difference that people can make a mistake. By expanding the differences that people make a mistake, he's going to deal with his problem. Right, so El Amar Rava, the Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Adam Toa Shtei Shos Chaser Mashu. A person makes a mistake, is a legitimate mistake, and can confuse between 2 hours minus. An hour, 59 minutes. It's hard for me to focus on without putting into actual numbers. So 2 hours minus. So an hour, 59 minutes, a person makes a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam Toa Shos Chaser Mashu. He makes a 3-hour minus a minute mistake. He can do 3 minus a minute. Right? So Ledivri Rav Meir, so according to Rav Meir, right, so Rav Meir said that the case was, one person said at the second hour, one person said at the third hour. So Ledivri Rav Meir, Adam Toesh, Deshos, Chaser Mashu, a person makes a mistake of 2 hours minus a little bit, so Maisik Yehava, so one person says 2 hours, and one person at the second hour, one person said at the third hour, so Obet Chilashtayim, Obisof Shalosh, the Chaminai Katoish Deshos, Chaser Mashu. So when did it actually, once is the second hour, once is the third hour. So one said he meant the second hour means at the very beginning of the second hour, 7:01. And one person says at the very end of the third hour, 8:59. So what's the mistake between the two of them? Difference between the two of them? An hour and 15 minutes. 2 hours and a little bit is the mistake. And that's why that's acceptable. Well, here Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Shalosh Shos Chaser Mashu. A person does make a mistake. It's legitimate and it's acceptable to make a mistake of 3 hours minus a little bit. So when he says, one person says at the third hour, and one person said the fifth hour, so Maisi Kihava, how did it happen? Obit Chila Shalosh, it either happened at 8:01, guy says the third hour, 8:01, Obit Sof Chamesh, or at the end of the fifth hour, it's at 10:59, right, or does that work? Yeah, 10:59. 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. Yeah, end of the fifth hour, 10:59. And one of them is making a mistake of 3 hours minus a little bit. So that's going to be acceptable. So that's why when we say 3 to 5, it's a wider expanse, and then it becomes an acceptable difference between the edus. It's something that we accept. And therefore, we could kill based on it. Because we're not saying that when someone says 3 or 5, we can assume that he could be 2 hours and 59 minutes either on or either way.
I know it's not part of the Indian, but do you recall whether the Gemara discusses how you accept the Aedus of Aedin Zonanim, where they can account for, say, one of the hours, but not the other hour?
So we'll deal with Aedin Zonanim in a moment. So Tanan. So the Mishnah Sanhedrin says as follows. When it came to checking the witnesses, there were two types of questions that you asked. You had chakiros, and you had drishos. Chakiros were basically to figure out the exact time and place of what happened, and drishos were like more facts about what was going on. So Tznan, we learned over there, it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin Daf Mem. So how you botkin osam, we would check the edim b'sheva chakiros. There were 7 questions that they would ask the witnesses. The Eidus Shavua doesn't mean what week, it means what year in the Yovel cycle. I don't know how you check that now. I don't think anyone really knows what Yovel cycle we're in. Okay, but he says, Be'ezah Shavua, in the Yovel cycle. Be'ezah Shana, what year in the Shemitah cycle that we're in? First we figure out which of the Shemitahs in the Yovel, then which year in the Shemitah. Be'ezah Chodesh, what month? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezah Yom, I guess what day of the week? Be'ezah Shaa, what hour of the day? The Ezemakom, and what place? Where did it take place? Now, besides these 7 chakiros, they would also check these other bedikos. We're talking about the specifics of the action, right? And more, like I said, more bedikos that you check are Ezem Meshubach, Utnan, and then we have the Mishnah continues. Well, what's the difference between the drishos and the chakiros? I mean, what's the halachic difference? Ma ben chakiros le bedikos, chakiros amar echa mehen eni odeya edusa metela. One of the first 7 in the chakiros, if one of the witnesses say, "I don't know," well, then the Eidus is thrown out the window. They have to give an answer to those. I'm assuming that, like, case of what Shavua, what people, I think it was with something they should have known. If you're not tracking Yovel anymore, then maybe that would fall away. He says, Eidus and Betelo. Bedikos, but when it comes to Bedikos, Afilu Shneim Omrim Ein Anu Yodim, Eidus and Kayemas. And they say, well, what color shirt was he wearing? And they both say they don't know. So that doesn't mean that we throw out the Eidus right away. We can still check do other things to see what their Eidus is, if their Eidus is acceptable. But if they don't know one of the chakiros, we throw it out. V'havinamba, and we asked, right? Why? Why do we have such a difference? Maishna chakiros, why by the chakiros, about one of the times and the place, if the person says, I don't know, then we throw out the testimony. Maishna bedikos, that even if both of them don't know, we say the Eidus can still survive. He says, Ramrina, we answered, Chakiros, the reason why we throw out the testimony when it comes to Chakiros, because Amar Echame and En Yodea, I do some Betela, if one of them says, I don't know, the Eidus is Batel, the Havi Eidus, Yetayachol Hazima, because that becomes Eidus, and is no longer susceptible to be to Eidus Zomim. What is Eidus Zomim? We all know. Eidus Zomim is that if somebody says it happened in such and such place, and other witnesses come and say, how could you have testified that it happened in such and such time in such and such place? During that time, you were with us in Chicago. You were somewhere else with us. So if you can't testify about the time, then the Eidim Zomim have no opportunity to say, well, it didn't happen then because you were with us. So you have to, and in order for Eidus to be accepted, it has to be Eidus that has the ability to be Eidim Zomim, to be Zomimim. Right? Rashi says, it's Rashi like right in the middle of the wide lines, to have Eidus Yitayoch Lazima, the Rachman Amar Vidarshu Shoftim Hetevine, Eid Sheker Eid, right? Eidus Atayoch Likayim Atoros Azama, have Eidus, the Elo, Lo. Vazama Eina Elabi Manu Aisam. Hazama only is, you were with us during that time. But also Yom, but also Shah, Shatem Omrim, Shar Isam Eidus Zo, the time and place where you say you saw the testimony, Bimakum Zeh, Haisa Imanu, Bimakum Ploni. So if you don't know where you were, at what time you were there, you can't say Eidus Zomim. So if you can't make it a Zomim Eidus, the Eidus is thrown out. And the Gemara says, well, wait a second. You just said now also that a person can make a mistake, let's just go with Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make an almost a 3-hour mistake. So he has this 3-hour window. V'yamar toy inish kule hai, right? If you say that people can make such a big mistake, chakiros de ezushana, nami eidus yetayachol azimahi, ezushah. The question about what time it took place is also Eidus Yetayachol Azima, because any time that the second set of witnesses come and say, well, you were with us, I mean, as long as it's feasible, you were with us at 8 o'clock, he says, oh, I said 8 o'clock? Really, I meant, 10:52, because he has a 3-hour window. So how are you gonna make him need Zomim? Now, of course, if he says that it took place in New York at 3, and they say, well, if you were with us in L.A., then that might be a problem. But as long as it's feasible, he has an out. And then it becomes Eidus Yitro Yochel Azima. Even the question, so the question of Osul Shah is Eidus Yitro Yochel Azima. And so, well, how does that work? Right? So he says, Hakiros the Eidus Shah Nami Eidus Yitro Yochel Azima, the Ami Mitte Katoin. Because I made a mistake and I had this wider range of hours. So the Gemara says, no, how does it become Eidus the possibility and susceptible to Zima? Because the Havyahavina Lu Kuli Tausayu. The second set of Eidim have to testify and say, you were with us the entire amount of time that you theoretically could have made a mistake about. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, it's 3 hours minus something, in the, according to Rava. 3 hours minus something. So he says, okay, the Eidus say, for that entire 3 hour period, from 8 to 11, you were with us. So it's impossible for you to have been there to witness the action. You were with us. You just have to expand what the Eidim Zomim have to say. So the Gemara then says, so how does that work? So how does it work? So live Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir says, okay, we're in the Shita of Rava. So Rabbi Meir says the person makes a mistake of about 2 hours, 2 hours minus a little bit. So we'll just say give him 2 hours. And according to Rabbi Huda, it's 3 hours. So according to Rabbi Meir, Yahavinan Luhu Mitchila Shtar Rishona Ad Sof Chamesh. So they say it took place at, one says at 2, and one says at 3. So how much time do you give them in order to make them Zomim? So you give them, so it's 2, so one said it took place at 2. The guy says it took place at 2, so you can give him from the beginning, he can make a 2 hour mistake. So you can give him all the way to the beginning of the first hour. He says it took place at 8 o'clock. So you make a 2 hour mistake, we say he 6 o'clock, he could have made instead, until the end of the fourth hour, until the end of 10 o'clock, right? Then of 9 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock, right. Give him till 10 o'clock, 9:59. Because he has that window. So the Eidim Zomim have to say, you were with us from 6 to 10, basically. Right? You can give him from that amount of time. And the one who says that it took place at 3, the one who says it took place at 3, you give him a 3 hour window. So he said it took place at 3, so he says at the third hour, which is the beginning, it's right at the beginning of 8 o'clock, basically. So he has a 3 hour window before and a 3 hour window at the end, at the back end. So we still only give him till 6 o'clock, even though 3 hours would put him to 5. The problem is you can't put him that forward, the Gemara's going to say, because then the sun didn't rise yet. And people make a mistake, they won't make that big a mistake and say something happened before sunrise or after sunrise. The same people won't make a mistake on the back end, something happened before sunset or after sunset. And people won't make a mistake, we said something happened before Chatzos and after Chatzos, because before Chatzos, the sun is on one side of the horizon, and after Chatzos, the sun moves to the other side of the horizon. So people are cognizant of that, and they won't do those mistakes. So that's what the Gemara says, "Ubedin hu dinesiv u'meikara." Really, the guy who had said 3 hours, he should have an extra hour in the beginning. Ella ben yomam lelayla lo toin she. But between night and day, people don't make a mistake. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that people make a 3 hour mistake, we just push everything back an hour. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so one person said 3, one person said 5. So he said mitchila shor rishona batzof shor shishis. Basically, the mistake could be the entire daylight hour, pretty much from the beginning of, again, we're talking about the perfect day where every hour is 60 minutes. So he says yavin al luhu, we give the edim mitchila shor rishona from the beginning of the first hour, which is like 6 o'clock, batzof shishis until the end of the sixth hour, which I guess would be 11:59. Right, the person who said that it took place at 3 o'clock. That's the time, right? He said the third hour, so that means he said it happened at 9 o'clock, so give him 3 hours in the beginning until 6, and 3 hours at the back end, I guess, till right before 12. And the person who says 5, we also give them, but really you should give him 3 hours in the front, really to give him 3 hours in the back end also would get him to the eighth hour or the seventh hour, but that doesn't work because then already the sun has moved to the other side. He says, within the nesiv l'mikara tvei, you should give him more time. He says, ella should be yom lo ta'ulin she. Within the nesiv l'mikara tvei, ella should be chamesh, chama b'tzan mizrach, v'sheva, chama b'tzan ma'arav. The same thing. You can't give him too much time in the beginning because then it pushes him to saying that he made a mistake from before sunrise to after sunrise. If you give him too much time in the back, he can't make that mistake either because then the sun has moved from the east to the west up on the horizon. So that's the time frame that we give them, and that's the time frame that the second set of Eidim would have to come in to contradict them and to make them Eidim Zomim. Okay. So now we have down the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, we've just established that people make mistakes based on hours. So let's go back into our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah had a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding chametz. Right? Rav Meir said you can eat chametz the entire for the first 5 hours of the day, to 7, to 8, to 9, to 10, till 11 o'clock you can eat. Right? And then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth, 11:01 you burn it, and right, and that's it. Rav Yehuda says no, you can eat only the first 4 hours. The fifth hour you tola, and in the sixth hour then again you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So right, so the Tanan. Rav Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh V'Sor From Etchila Sheish, and Rav Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba V'Tolin Kol Chamesh V'Sor From Etchila Sheish. So now let's go through all the three shitas that we had mentioned about how people make mistakes about in testimony. You had Abaye, then you get the Amri and Rava. So Gemara says Le Abaye, right? Le Abaye Libe the Rav Meir. According to the first answer, Abaye according to Rav Meir said that people the Amar Ain Adam Toev Lo Klum. People don't make mistakes. People know exactly what time it is, as if they have a watch. They don't make mistakes. They're cognizant of it. So, lo v'lo klum, nechol kol shis. Well, when does the Isser Achila come in? It's at the beginning of the seventh hour. So why are you concerned to tell people not to eat, right? Why are you telling people to stop eating at the sixth hour? Let them eat the entire sixth hour. But you're afraid they're going to get confused? You, Rav Meir, according to Abaye, say people don't get confused. People know what time it is, so let them eat the whole time. Right? The Amar Eidam Tova Lo Klum Nechal Kol Shis. Let them eat the whole all six. And Ulahach Lishna Nami, according to the Ika the Amri, right, that said the Amar Adam Tova Mashu. That according to Rav Meir, people do make a mistake, but just a little small mistake. Nechal Atzoshis. So let them eat the entire sixth hour till 5 minutes before the seventh hour, because people will make a small mistake, but they won't make a mistake of an hour. Why are you saying that you have to eat, you can't eat the entire sixth hour, according to Rav Meir? Either according to the first sheet in the Abaye, people don't make any mistakes, so let them eat the entire sixth hour, or according to the second sheet in the Abaye, people make a small mistake, so let them eat 55 minutes of the sixth hour. Why are you not allowing them to eat the entire sixth hour? And Abaye leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Adam Toeh Chatzisha. According to the first answer we said yesterday, Abaye says according to Rabbi Yehuda, people make a mistake of a half an hour. So Nechla Pagoshis. So let him eat in the sixth hour halfway, right? Halfway. Let him eat till 12:30, right? No, yeah. Let him eat till 12:30, right? Ad Pagoshis. No, 11:30. Till 11:30, till half way into the sixth hour. Right, the 11th is the sixth hour. So let him wait until 11:30. Well, hachlish nanami, and according to the second lashon, the amarta adam toa shalom ashu, that people make a mistake of an hour plus nechal atzov chamesh. So let him eat till the end of the fifth hour, and then you have an hour plus of a buffer zone. Right, but why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to stop after the fourth hour? You should have more time. So Amar Abaye, my answer is, Eidus Mesur Lezrizim Chametz L'Kol Maser. He knows the difference. People who come to testify will only come testify if they knew the time. They know they're going to be subject to lots of questions. So if you're walking into Beis Din, the assumption is that you're Zariz in the time. And the only thing that you're going to make a mistake is the amount of time that we gave you. Right? Rashi says, Eidus Mesur Lezrizim Ein Adam Bala Hayir Ala Nefesh. No one's going to come to testify about a capital crime Elaim came Bucky Bishos, unless he knows what time it took place, right? The Fisha Yodehu Shesok Vali Hidarish with Rishva Hakira, because he knows he's going to get cross-examined, so he's going to make sure he knows the time. Ava Chametz, when it comes to burning the Chametz, Al Hakol Mutal. That's on everybody. Not everybody is so adept at knowing what time it was. V'she'enu Bucky Bishos Toa Behem. If someone's not Bucky Bishos, is going to make mistakes. Yes, you're right. Anybody could see an action that takes place. But the only people who are going to come give testimony are the ones who know, within that margin of error, who know what time it was. Chametz, nobody knows what time it is. So we're going to pull it back as much as we can to make sure that people don't make mistakes. That is that's how you answer to Abaye. Now a Rava. Rava said, I don't know why, a Rava, Aliva the Rav Meir. Rava said, according to Rav Meir, the Adam Toesh, they shows Chasr Mashu. He says people make a 2-hour mistake, 2 hours minus a little bit. So why does Rav Meir say? Right, Rav Meir says that you can't eat in the sixth hour. He says mitchila sheish lo nechol. Why do you have to? You should be aser in eating the chametz. He says, "Mitchilas chamesh lo nechal." Oh, you should make, if people make this mistake, they make a 2-hour mistake, so why are you letting people eat the entire 5th hour? If they make a 2-hour mistake, then maybe it's the 7th hour already, and you should, we shouldn't allow people to eat the entire 5th hour, because people might make a mistake, and think that that's the, people might think it's the beginning of the 5th hour, it's a 2-hour mistake, it's really the beginning of the 7th hour.
Did he say that people are not going to make a mistake once it's chatzos?
So that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, no problem. Chamesh chama b'tzad mizrach, sheva chama b'tzad marav. The 5th hour, the sun is on one side. The 7th hour, the sun is on the other side. People are not going to make that mistake. Well, if that's the case, ihachi b'sheis nami nechol. So let them eat in the 6th, because in the 6th hour, the sun hasn't moved to the other side yet. The sun, I guess, is directly overhead. That's what he says. The answer is amarada amarava shis yoma b'karasakai. At the 6th hour, the sun is standing in the middle of the rakia. It's not really in the middle, because we remember it's in the Mara, it's sort of on an elliptical. Okay, but it's the 6th, it's sort of in the middle now. And in the middle, it's very hard necessarily to tell which side it's on. So therefore, in the 6th hour, we say also not to eat. Yeah, okay.
I have a problem with the comparison with Vedas. Because, on Erev Pesach, you osek the whole Israel or the whole thing of Beit Hametz from the beginning of the day. So, whereas with a, let's say, a murder, you're just going on your...
Well, that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. You might have seen it, but no one's going to come into court and testify unless they were clear about the hours. That's what Rashi says. It's not a question of seeing it. Yeah, it just happened on the way.
Right.
But that's the type of person who's not going to come testify. The person who's going to come testify is only the guy who knows what hours it are, because he knows he's going to be subject to drishas chakira. Just the guy who happens to see it and is not aware of the hours will not come testify. And on Pesach, you're busy with a million things. So you're not paying attention to the hour. You're making the mar, you're sitting at the table, you're busy with a million things. And I don't know what they were busy with then also. They had a carbon Pesach they had to deal with. So I don't know, maybe they weren't as focused on all the times.
I wonder why they didn't just answer also. What if you have a cloudy day, you can't...
That's right, so the cloudy day, Mar is not talking about that case. Okay, so we'll get to a cloudy day.
But you would have to set a gather.
It seems to me, if it was a cloudy day, then you would have the testimony.
Not testimony.
What? Patience. Patience. Okay. So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says the Rava Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rava according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Adam Toa Shalosh Shos Chasar Mashu. Person makes a 3-hour mistakes. So Mitchilas Arba Lo Necha. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to eat the entire 4th hour? He should tell you not to eat from the beginning of the 4th hour. Because in the beginning of the 4th hour, it could be the beginning of the 7th hour, and you have a problem. So he says, because chamesh chama b'mizrach, sheva chama b'marav, v'koshim b'arba. If we're not going to be concerned between the 5th hour and the 7th hour, I mean, the 5th hour, we said that the sun is on one side, and the 7th hour, the sun is on the other side. Koshkin, on the 4th hour, the sun is much more. So on the 4th hour, you look up, you see the sun, you know it's not the 7th hour, because it's on the wrong side of the horizon. It says, ihachi, that's the case. So why does he say you can only eat the 4th hour? You should be able to eat the 5th hour. You should be able to eat the 6th hour, the 5th hour. So he says the 5th hour, right? Targuma Abaya Liba the Rava, Edis Masula's reason chametz lakol maser. Gives the same answer again. People aren't so careful when it comes to the hours, when it comes to chametz, as opposed to Edis. People will not make that mistake, because people are not going to come testify if they're not cognizant of the time of the day. For Rava says, Amar lo, lav hainu, Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the reason why Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda not allow you, if you can tell the difference of where the sun is on the horizon, why does he not allow you to eat at the 5th hour? The 6th hour, I understand, because the 6th hour, the sun is straight above you, and you may not be able to tell which side it's on. But why can't you eat in the 5th hour? So, the Rava Amar, Lavan Taima de Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Yehuda Tame, the Amar, Ein Bir Chametz El Basreifa. Bir Chametz only can be done via burning. Right? You can't just throw it into the wind or flush it down the toilet. You have to burn it. Right, so the Chachamim gave you an hour. Something nowadays you had a match and you can just light and be done. You had to gather the wood, and then you had to figure out a way to light the wood. So he gave you an hour of time to get ready. So therefore, they gave you Sha'achas, they gave you, I guess, the 5th hour, right? They gave you, right, they said stop eating by the 5th hour, to give you the 5th hour to go collect collect all your wares and needs for burning, and that's why you can't eat during that hour, because they gave you that time to collect. So you're collecting then it gets to the 6th hour. In the 6th hour, you can't tell the difference anyway between the 6th and the 7th, and that's when you burn the chametz. So Esei Ravina the Rava. So Ravina says to Rava, wait a second, you just answered that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, who says why you can't eat during the fifth hour, is because you have to give that time to prepare for the burning of the chametz, but because you said, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that only the only way to get rid of the chametz is by burning it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say Amos? Rabbi Yehuda says, when do I say that bir chametz is only b'sreifa? That's shelo b'shas biuro. That's not during the time the biur. Let's say in advance, right? The 6 hours we're supposed to burn it, but b'shas biuro. But the beginning of the seventh hour, when you're supposed to get rid of the chametz, then hashpasa b'chol davar. So you could destroy it anyway. So what did you just do? You gave me the extra hour because I have to burn it. Really? So don't give me the extra hour. Tell me not to collect the eitzim. Wait till the zman of biur, and then just flush it down the toilet. What do I need? And then I can eat that entire hour. The only reason why you told me I can't eat during the fifth hour is because I can need to collect the eitzim because I have to burn the chametz. Well, no, you don't. Don't collect the eitzim. Don't burn the chametz early. Just wait till the actual time to burn the chametz, and then you can destroy it any way you want. And then you have that entire fifth hour free, and you can eat it, because the people don't make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour, because the sun's on different sides of the horizon. So what's going on? So Ella Amarava, Rava says, no, the whole reason here, as Josh said, Gzeir Mishum Yom Ha'Mu'unan, because we're concerned about the cloudy day. I don't know why it took so long to get there, but we're concerned about the cloudy day. Cloudy day, you won't know what time it is. So I guess people will figure it out based on when they can wake up or something like that, but they'll figure it out eventually. But for 2 hours, we're concerned. Or 3 hours, right? We're going to be concerned, and maybe it's a cloudy day. So it's because when we make the gezeira on a cloudy day, we continue the gezeira even on a sunny day, and we're not going to allow you to we're not going to allow you to eat. And Rashi says, all right, sorry. He says, because there's no sun, and people might make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour, because then you won't be able to tell which side the sun is on. So the fourth hour, he doesn't eat. Why doesn't that do with the fourth hour? Oh, why can't he eat the fourth hour? Because that's too far a mistake, I guess. The fifth hour is where he says to start, because we can give person a 2 hour leeway for the cloudy day. Okay.
You know, in Shabbos, they used to blow a shofar to give people a heads up when Shabbos was coming. Why couldn't they do the same when it was?
Well, probably because if you use the same sound for different things, people eventually won't know what the sound is for.
We can make different. You can make different blasts or something like that, some sort of similar. But how would they know on a cloudy day? I don't know. Right. Right here. Little. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. So now. Oh. So no. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if it's a cloudy day, so ihache filu ba abra shos na milo necha. Why are you letting in the fourth hour? It's a cloudy day. Maybe you'll make a mistake that big as well. So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Papa, revi is mansuda lecholhi. The fourth hour of the day. Everybody knows the fourth hour of the day because that's when you eat the meal. Apparently. Everyone eats the meal on the fourth hour, so I guess their bodies are naturally inclined that on the fourth hour they know when the fourth hour is, and then they would eat, so they won't make the mistakes. My question on that is, well, if you know when the fourth hour is, you sort of have a frame of reference. Once you have a frame of reference, then wouldn't you be able to know going forward? You know, if I know when the fourth hour is, so now I just focus and say, okay, 60 minutes from you can even count. 60 minutes from now is the fifth hour, 60 minutes from then is the sixth hour, 60 minutes from then is the seventh hour, I can't eat anymore. So that's why, I just understand, if you're giving somebody a frame of reference, that you've already taken care of the problem, so why do you have to be concerned about anything anymore? Okay. Now, the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara asks a different question. Rav Papa said the fourth hour of the day is when people eat. We're going to bring a stira, where Rav Papa seems to indicate that that's the fourth hour is not when everybody eats. Tana Rabbanan Shor Rishona, the first hour of the day, Michael Ludim. I think the Michael Ludim is like the cannibals. That's when the cannibals eat. Right? They're ravenous people, and they eat very early in the day. Shnia Michael Listim. The second hour of the day is when the thieves go and eat, because I guess they were up all night stealing, so they have to eat. They have to eat now, right? Shlishis Michael Yorshim. The third hour of the day of the, I guess, the trust fund babies, the Yorshim, they eat at the third hour of the day. I don't know why they eat so early. I thought they would sleep. Rashi says Lav Mishum Ra'avanusus Elahol V'lo Amalubo. They eat later in the day because they don't have to work. I guess I don't know. Revius Michael Poalim. The fourth hour of the day is when the workers eat, because they're out in the field, I guess, and then they take a break in the fourth hour of the day. Right, Aruchat Eser, I guess. That's when they eat. Chamishis Michael Talmid Chachamim. The Talmid Chachamim eat at the fifth hour of the day. And Shishis Michael Kol Adam. And the sixth hour of the day is when the Hamonam eats. Right, Vahamar Rapapa Revius Matsud Lakolhi. Rapapa said the fourth hour is when the Hamonam eats. And this Bryce says it's the sixth hour. So the epoch, let's flip around the Brisa and say Revius Michael Kol Adam, Chamish is Michael Poalim, Shish is Michael Talmid Chachamim. Now just flip it around, move it, that makes it consistent with Rav Papa. But Mikan the Aleph, eating from that moment on, I guess from the sixth hour on, Kizorik Eben Lachamas. It has no nutritional value. It's like throwing a stone into an empty flask. And Amar Abaye, what do I say it has no nutritional value eating after the sixth hour? That's lo Amaron Ella the Lo Tarmidi Bitsafra. If you didn't eat anything in the morning. Right, aval tarmi midi betzafra less lamba. If you ate your meal at the appropriate time in the morning, then if you eat in the afternoon, it's going to have value. If you don't eat your meal at the appropriate time in the morning, eat in the afternoon, it's not going to have nutritional value. I guess he doesn't hold by the intermittent fasting. And you're supposed to have food in the morning. Eat your breakfast, then you can eat in the afternoon. If you don't eat your breakfast and eat in the afternoon, doesn't have nutritional value. Okay, Rav Ashi says. Okay, going back to the machlokas in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, Rav Ashi says, "Kemachlokas be'edus, kach machlokas be'chametz." The same machlokas they had about the time difference that people make a mistake that they had by testimony, the same machlokas that they have when it comes to chametz. Rav says, "Pshita." That's what we've just been discussing for the past 2 days. That's what we've been discussing. He says, "Pshita, haynu hach damrinan." That's exactly what we've been discussing, and we explained the differences in between chametz and edus. That's what we've been discussing. So Hakamashlan, this is what he comes to explain to us. This is what Rav Ashi has come to tell us. Rav Ashi is a later Moro. He's saying Hakamashmalan, she is a fascinating answer. Shinuye de Shanin on Shininuhu Velo Tema Tanohi. He said that don't think that the answers that we gave to you are just like, you know, to push off answers. They're not real answers. And really it's a machlokas about how things work. It's a machlokas tanoim. Machlok Talayim, how to explain Eidos, and they explain Chometz differently. No, they're not just Dochik answers. These are legit answers, and therefore it's the same Machlokas between the Ramei and Rabbi Huta. Which means to me that oftentimes we don't give legit answers. Over here he's saying specifically, don't think that these are just, stam answers, just the academic answers. These are real. So when are they not real? So I guess sometimes we give Shinuya Dechikrinan that are not the Dochik answers, that are just Dochik answers to try to, answer it up, but they may not necessarily be, legitimate answers. Fine. Okay. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says, Lo Shanu, the Mishnah Sanhedrin that says that the witnesses make a mistake between an hour or two, Elo Shos, that's only if it's talking about an hour's. Aval echad omer kodem anetzacham. If once it took place before sunrise, the echad omer achar anetzacham. Once it took place after sunrise, edus betela. Then the edus is batal. Even if it's a couple minutes, once it's before, one after, the edus is batal. Gemara says pshita. That's also pashut because it's that you can't make a mistake before. I guess soon not a cloudy day. Before sunrise, after sunrise, you can tell. Ella echad omer kodem anetzacham. The echad omer betoch anetzacham. Edutam besela. Now, even one says it took place before sunrise, and one says it took place while the sun was rising, still the Edus is batel. The Gemara says, Hanamim Pshita. That also is Pashut. Before sunrise, the sun isn't up. During sunrise, the sun is appearing, and it's rising. It says, no, Ma'adatema, Tarvayu Chadim Milsakamri. Maybe both of them are saying the same thing, and they're both referring to a little bit before sunrise. Vahadika Amar Bezkochne Sachama. And the second guy who says that it took place during Netzachama, Bigiluya Habekai, Vizahuri Ba'amohu Dehachase. He was standing in the high place, and he saw, the first light come out. Not the rays of light, but he saw that before the sun rises, there's a little bit of light on the horizon. So that's what he's saying. But it's still before sunrise. So maybe you would think that they're both talking about before sunrise. Kamash Milan says no, that we're not going to assume that he made that mistake, because that person would then say that that's still before sunrise. A person won't say that's during sunrise, a person will say that's before sunrise, and therefore the Edus is going to be contradictory, because one is saying before sunrise, and one is saying before, one's during, they're not focused both on before, therefore it's contradictory testimony, and we will throw it out. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick up who we passed in, like Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel Gamliel in the Mishnah. Okay, have a good day.